A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Then they said, "Come, let us make plots against Jeremiah. For instruction shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, let us bring charges against him, and let us not heed any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to what my adversaries say. Is evil a recompense for good? Yet they have dug a pit for my life. Remember how I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them." The word of the Lord. Monday morning quarterbacking. It's a phrase that we have in the United States. Talking about on Monday morning when everybody sits around and talks about the big game on Sunday. What the quarterback should have done, given the way things went. Monday morning quarterbacking. You know, I could have been away this week in California. It's spring break, and I decided to stay and work in my room where it would be nice and quiet, not knowing that there would be jackhammers outside of my window all week. Monday morning quarterbacking. If only I would have known. If only. But that isn't the way that things really work for us, right? Jesus knew what was coming. He predicted his death. He tried to get others to see it as well. But even knowing what was coming, he did what he did. He did what he had to do to save us, save the very people who would nail him to that tree. I'm glad that I can't see the future. I don't think I have Jesus' courage or faith. I do what I think is right in the moment, hoping that things will work out. And I, nor none of us, can really see the future, can really know where our good works are going to go, which are going to fail, or worse, which are going to rebound on us. Maybe evil will be a recompense for the good that we do. We also say no good deed goes unpunished. But we still do good deeds. I think that's a word for us today. To do the good things that we're called to do, heedless of whether the people that we're trying to help deserve it or will turn on us. Some of them will. And yet, it is still our job to work on their behalf. That is still what God is asking us to do. So let us have the courage to do it. And let us celebrate the blessing of not knowing the future. It gives us the freedom to be able to do what is right today.